Glory, 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 glory to God, glory to God, glory to God, God's wonderful people of God. It is me again, your servant, woman servant, Michelle Smith from Light and Life Ministries, just coming to you to give you another word that was given to me by the Lord for his people on this, the 25th day of October 2025. While in the place of prayer, the Lord brought the topic to me of being wounded. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. Talking about wounded. But before we go further into this word, I just want us to pray and invite the presence of the Lord amongst us. And so, Father God of the universe, King of me and King of the nations, I give everything that is going to be said and to be done during this broadcast into your hands. Lord, you are the wind beneath my wings. And so, God Almighty, I want you to direct my path and direct the utterance that comes from my mouth and cause everything to bring glory to your name. Bring to this broadcast all who needs to hear, all who needs to be touched, all who need to be delivered, so that God, the word will have the impact it was intended to have, and bring the victories that need to be brought to those who need it in due season. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Praise God. And as I was saying, the word that the Lord brought, or the topic, what God brought, it's wounded, you know. And as I was in the place of prayer, the song also came, you know, that says, he was wounded for my transgression. Jesus was bruised for my iniquity. Surely he has borne my sorrow, and by his stripes we are healed. Say, Jesus was wounded for my transgression. He was bruised for my iniquity. Surely he has borne my sorrow, and by his stripes we are healed. Praise God, praise God. God's made that ultimate sacrifice for us, saints of God, and that sacrifice will always have value. Whether we believe it or not, it will always have value, and it always will have weight in the spirit. And the scripture that was given to me to share was Isaiah 53, reading from the verse 5 to 10. Verse 5 through to verse 10. And it reads, but he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord hath laid on him, Jesus, the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed, he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before his shearer is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment, And who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people was he stricken. He made his grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He had put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hands. Praise God. This is the word of the Lord. And so, saints of God, as we go into this word, I just want to look at what it means to be wounded. Wounded means to be inflicted with a wound or to be injured. You know, and in the society today, there are so many persons who have been injured in the past and are being injured even now. And there are some people who are yet to be injured. So there are past wounds, there are present wounds, and there are wounds that some of us will receive in the future. But for all these wounds, whether past, present, or future, God has already made a way of escape for us, his people. And that is through the sacrifice of his son. So if we will put our hands in the hands of that man, Jesus, who can still waters, calm the rising seas, and just take care of his children, then God will help us in this season. There are so many of us who don't even know how to handle the things that we have encountered in this life. And instead it caused bitterness, it caused hardness of heart, it caused people to shut off from the world and from society. It has caused them to become stone-hearted. They've become scoffers and mockers and jeerers, and take on even their own gospel and religion of their own because they don't want to line up with what is there for them. So Almighty God is trying to lead his children into the right way. And when it says you're wounded, he was wounded for our transgression, it means that Jesus was pierced and suffered physically as a substitute for every one of us in humanity to break the bonds of our sins and rebellion against God. It was a way to unite us to God. And so whatever wounds you're experiencing, whosoever have hurt you, whether they have hurt you emotionally or they have hurt you physically, or they have hurt you financially, or they're trying to steal your destiny, you know, block and stop you from achieving what you have to achieve, and these things have deeply pierced your heart and wounded you to the point where you feel crippled, and it's like you cannot move forward, you're just stuck in this place and you cannot seem to find the way. You feel hopeless, you feel unvalued, you feel unnecessary, you feel, why, what was the purpose of me being born? God said in his word that he was wounded for those, the song, he was wounded for that transgression. And it's also in his word, he was wounded for you, he was wounded for me. So when you are wounded, just go before the presence of the Lord. Pour out your heart before him. Let him know how this thing or those things have hurt you deeply, and you don't know how to let it go. You don't know how to get past that past. You don't know how to move on to a place of healing and functionality again. And the Lord will pour, like the Samaritan, the good Samaritan, the oil and the wine in your wounds to make you well. Because all these things God suffered, being in prison, if you're in prison, God cares for you, he's made a way for you. If you're in the pangs of death, he's there for you. If you have been discarded and rejected rejected by men or family or friends, whatever thing it is, you've been rejected by your husband, you've been rejected or forgotten by your children. He was wounded for that same thing that you are experiencing. If you are in the pangs of poverty and everything you try to come out of the pangs of poverty, something worse happened to pull you down even more. He was wounded to rescue you from that. There is no condition that is among men that God is not able to deliver you from. If it is a physical ailment that has wounded you and you can't believe that you've been in this situation for so long and you don't see a way out or a way of escape, He was wounded to deliver you from that. But deliverance comes to those who wait. You have to wait. You have to persevere. You have to push so that God sees that you are not just, you know, going into His presence just, you know, for a quick fix. He wants to change you from the inside out. He wants to do a complete character change. He wants to change that stony heart and make you whole from the inside. So you won't just look the part of being whole. You will truly be whole because His blood, His spirit, His anointing has caused you to be able to move from existing to living, you know, to glorify the Lord. Because He says, for this cause were we created, to serve the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, to be partakers in the kingdom of God, to be a part of the family of God. The songwriter said, we'd be washed in His fountain and cleansed by His blood, for us to be joint heirs with Jesus as we travel along, so that you can be a part of us to say that you are glad to be a part of the family of God. I am encouraging you, whatever pain you are experiencing, whatever hurt is happening in your life, give it to the Lord today. Release the individual. Release those persons. Release that family. Remember, release that child or that stranger who hurt you, that co-worker who hurt you so deep. Release them in the hands of the Lord so that God can penetrate that muck. He can penetrate that thick wall. He can penetrate that stronghold in your life and bring deliverance to you, His child. He is waiting with open arms, but He cannot take it from you. You have to surrender the pain. You have to surrender the wound. You have to surrender the hurt. You have to be willing to let it go and let God, and say, God, I have tried everything I know how to, and God, I am still stuck. So God, I am surrendering these things into your hands, and He will help you and turn your life around. I have experienced it myself, and He's waiting to give you the same experience or greater. So this day, when you hear this word, just release yourself into the hands of God. Pour out before the Lord the things that have caused you to be wounded. Even if it's a present situation where you have lost a loved one or you're experiencing a loss, pour it out to the Lord and He will heal you from the inside so that you can be truly whole, be truly free. And this thing will not be like a yoke around your neck, pulling you down with no way of escape. God is here. He has the key. He has the answer. He knows how to turn that mess into a message and give you victory beyond your wildest dream. When you hear this, do not sweep it aside. Surrender your wounds to God, your will and your way to God, and He will make you whole again, because that is His ultimate desire, to heal you from the inside out. Bless you, saints of God. Share it, share this word wherever it is heard, so that they who are hurting, those who are broken and wounded, and have thought that there was no one who cares, can know that the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, He cares all about them and he wants them to be whole indeed. So share it so that they can be delivered. These are my few words. Until we meet again on another live, the Lord bless you. Bless you, God's wonderful people. Amen.